This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are trying to take a more intentional approach toward policies affecting the state's current and historic indigenous tribes. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on the first meeting of the Interim Committee on American Indian Affairs.
Crystal Rizzo is the cultural education coordinator for the Southern Ute Tribe. She told lawmakers about her tribe's desire to expand the number of schools and people who can teach the Ute language. And she encouraged committee members as they visit tribes over the summer to listen.
One of the most important things is humility and not coming as saviors to the communities.
Lawmakers also heard from the authors of an extensive report on the history of forced relocation and human rights abuses in Colorado and proposals to restore rights. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This week, Pueblo County confirmed its first human case this year of plague. It's the same disease that claimed millions during the Middle Ages. Public health officials say it's rare, with four deaths and fewer than 20 cases in the last decade. Humans can get infected from the bite of an infected rodent, flea, or handling an infected animal. Dr. Natalie Marzik is with the State Health Department.
Colorado is a little unusual as far as in the United States, in that we do have naturally occurring plague in our environment.
It can be cured by antibiotics. A Colorado native is going to Paris with the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team. Derek White played for the University of Colorado, now with the current NBA champion Boston Celtics. The U.S. team's first game at the Olympics is July 28th. It's the U.S. versus Serbia, and Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic playing for his home team. It's hot today across Colorado. In Denver, a high of 96, Grand Junction 100 degrees this afternoon, and hotter on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.